Deep in a coal mine in Alabama, 13 workers are dead after explosions and fires on Sunday. The cause was a methane gas explosion at the Jim Walter Resources No. 5 mine in Brookwood, Alabama, not far from Birmingham. David Firestone of the New York Times joins us from Brookwood. Mr. Firestone, there's evidently now no hope of rescue. What about recovery?
They can't even get close to where these bodies are, probably for several days, because there's still fires going on half a mile below the ground, and there's still a buildup of methane gas that's feeding the fires.
This is said to be the deepest coal shaft in North America, more than 2,000 feet.
It is. It's really an amazing complex. It takes 4 minutes by elevator just to get down to the tunnel level, and it goes for miles and miles, about 25 miles square in some cases. And they're just these warrens of tunnels that they've dug out over the years. It's quite a feat of engineering.
How did the explosions happen on Sunday evening, the two explosions?
As near as they can tell, there was a first small explosion that occurred when the roof caved in, and it brought methane down with it. There are huge ventilation systems that are designed to get the methane out of there, but when the roof caves in, it brings down methane from little cracks in the coal, and it occurred near a battery charger. The roof caused sparks near the charger, and that set off the methane. There were about six guys around there at the time, and three of them got out, three didn't, but almost immediately, when word spread throughout their special paging system, 10 other guys ran over from other parts of the mine to try and help out. And just as they got there, apparently, or maybe a little bit afterwards, there was a much larger second explosion that apparently killed another nine. Although, of course, that's not completely confirmed yet.
The co-workers didn't have to go. They just wanted to do whatever they could.
They did. It's an instinct among a group of workers that consider themselves brothers, and of course everyone is talking about the parallels between them and the rescue workers who went into the Trade Center and tried to help and perished as a result.
Tell us a bit about this town, please. The mine is in Brookwood, Alabama. It must be a small town.
Very small town. It's about 700 people, and the number of people who died is 10 times the percentage that that New York lost. Everyone here knows someone who was in the mine. Most of the people here work in mine-related industries because there's not a whole lot else around here until you get to Tuscaloosa. So it's a huge impact, and people are wives are worried that their husbands are going to go back in that mine, but they're going to do it because it's their job. It's their livelihood, and it's considered a pretty good job.
How in the world, though, would they put out that fire that deep in the ground and be able to reopen this mine?
They're going to have to basically suck the air out of there, suck the oxygen out that's helping to feed this fire. And they may also use water and other techniques to try and put it out. Even then, it's going to be very treacherous because they don't know the extent of the cave-in. They don't know how much methane is feeding this and where it's coming from. It's a very difficult job. It's a very risky job, and they've had a pretty good safety record in recent years, but this is going to damage their reputation for a while, I'm afraid.
Thank you, Mr. Firestone.
Thank you.
David Firestone of the New York Times talking with us from Brookwood, Alabama.